When you walk into Fran and Marilyn's diner, you immediately smell bacon and coffee. It's still dark, and this is the only storefront open this early in the morning in Jerseyville, Illinois. Local merchants, blue-collar workers, and farmers meet here to catch up on the local gossip. This is a place where most people wear jeans and work boots. Belts with big buckles are fitted with leather holsters to hold pliers or side cutters. No one wears their cap backward here. As farmers ramble in, they eye the guy with the tie and microphone suspiciously. After asking more than a dozen farmers over a three-hour period to talk, only one was willing to sit down with us. That's to be expected, according to recent research on the behavior of farmers. One of the major findings was that farmers don't trust outsiders very much. So we came here to find out if that was true. Clayton Isringhausen farms land just outside of town. He agrees with the researchers at the University of Illinois who found farmers, for the most part, just want to be left alone.
You know, that's one of the reasons probably a lot of us do farm, because we think we can make our own decisions and produce the products the way that we think is the best way to do it, and we don't want anyone trying to tell us anything different.
Isringhausen says, judging from his friends and neighbors, the researchers were right when they found that farmers don't trust outsiders, or at least the organizations they represent, especially if they're with the government or environmental groups.
I don't think farmers distrust them because of the individual. They may distrust them because of who they're involved with.
And the researchers found that distrust extends to just about anyone outside the farming community. The researchers say farmers tend to make decisions based on their own experience or the advice of neighbors or recommendations from the manager of the local grain elevator where they buy feed, pesticides, and seed, not because someone in a tie tells them what they ought to do. David Wilson is one of the University of Illinois researchers who questioned hundreds of farmers and how they make decisions.
Farmers are like many, many other people, where they create in their own minds a sense of villains and victims and salvationists to their way of life.
And Wilson found most farmers see themselves as the victims, and government agencies that interfere with their lifestyles, such as the Environmental Protection Agency, as the villains. So when government programs or environmental groups try to persuade farmers to stop using certain pesticides that cause pollution problems, or to till the soil differently to reduce erosion, or to stop using growth-enhancing hormones in livestock, farmers tend to get defensive. Ted Stoof farms 350 acres and also works at the grain elevator in Shipman, Illinois. He says some environmental groups seem to be reasonable, but he thinks others have hidden agendas.
If they're truly what they say they are, I have no problem with that. But I think that there's something out there is trying to lead, excuse the expression, city people to believe that we're creating a monster out here, and whoever that is needs to be stopped, and they really don't know the issue.
Getting past that suspicion is difficult. Many environmental groups don't make a lot of progress working with farmers. Chris Campany is with the National Campaign for Sustainable Agriculture, a coalition of farm organizations, environmental groups, and others. Campany says the trick is to find farmers who are good stewards of the land, respected by environmentalists and by fellow farmers, and work with them to find common ground between the groups. He says the next step is getting rid of preconceived notions and asking the important questions.
Why is the farmer doing what he or she is doing in the first place? What are they responding to? And what are some examples out there of alternative ways to do things that not only may be more environmentally sound, but that may be more economically viable too?
But the researchers at the University of Illinois found that economic argument only goes so far. Again, David Wilson.
Many outsiders have gone into the farming community and have said, we can change these guys' practices if we can make an economic appeal to them. But it's really more complex than that, because farmers don't just think economically. Farmers think in ways that are highly personal to them.
And until those outsiders understand that, the researchers say they won't have a whole lot of influence with farmers. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.